Well, good morning and welcome to WJBM, the local spotlight show. Today, I have a beautiful young lady with me, Jessica Grace. Welcome, Jessica.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. A name like Jessica Grace, that almost sounds like a movie star. Have you been in the movies?
I have not been in any movies, but everyone thinks Grace is my middle name.
Oh, they do?
Everyone. They're like, oh, that's actually your last name?
That's such a cool name.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, I'm kind of into names, and that's a cool one. I like that.
Thanks.
And Jessica, now you used to live in Jerseyville, but now you live in Godfrey.
Every time I've lived in Jerseyville, I've exclusively lived in your places. When we opened Glow Tan in 2011, I moved into one of your apartments for about a year.
Yes.
And then I lived in another one about a year ago, so...
Yeah.
You're my Jerseyville connection.
That's right. And you had Glow Tan in Jerseyville.
Yes. Yes.
And now you have a place in Godfrey called Jessica Grace Beauty.
Yes. It's inside Brush Hair and Makeup.
All right. Tell me a little bit about that business, that new business of yours.
I'm a licensed esthetician. So I do aesthetic services there. I do spray tans, facials, peels, and my focus is acne. I help a lot of people with acne.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So is there an official title for that?
Well, I actually just launched an online, like, virtual business for acne.
Yeah.
It's called the Acneologist.
Oh, yeah? Acneologist.
Yes.
You know, I didn't really have acne too bad when I was a kid, younger teenager. But my brother Jeff, he could have used an acneologist. He had issues with his, but... Me, I kind of skated through mine. I was lucky. But I don't know what causes acne. What is some causes?
So a normal pore sheds one skin cell a day. Someone who's acne prone can shed up to 5 a day. So it's hard for the body to get rid of those. So when we treat acne, we treat the excess skin shedding through chemical exfoliation, serums, and, you know.
All right. So you really put it down to a science.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, how about some of that old stuff that they used to do? I used some stuff at one time. It was like sandpaper on my face.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was like buff it out. You know? Is that still a thing?
No, we don't do that.
You don't use sandpaper anymore?
No, no sandpaper. No St. Ives apricot scrub. None of that.
Oh, shoot.
Just, yeah. I hold people's hands through the process. But some people come in and they're putting toothpaste on their acne. They're putting like Neosporin. No, don't do that.
So what age group has issues with acne?
You would think it's just teenagers, but
yeah,
I mainly treat women 20 to 40-ish.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And so tell me the process. They go on, it's virtual.
Well, I do treat acne in my studio, but I have the virtual option as well. So you go online to theacneologist.com, mm-hmm. and there's a couple different packages you can pick from. You select your package you want, and then you fill out a pretty intense form that asks a ton of questions and helps me figure out what type of acne you have. If you're on any medications, there's a lot that goes into it. And then you upload photos, and then I basically send you home with a I can't say prescription, but a prescription of products to use, how to use them, and then I ship you the products.
I see. Yeah. Now, looking at you, and your complexion is perfect.
Oh, thank you.
You got yourself figured. Did you ever have acne?
I had acne, yes.
You did?
Yes, yes.
Wow, that's hard for me to believe.
I had, not terrible, terrible, but I've always had some non-inflamed acne and then some hormonal acne that I completely got rid of through this method.
Okay.
I see a lot of success. It works really well.
All right. I like that.
Yeah.
I will definitely keep that in mind for any of my nieces and nephews.
Perfect.
Let them know where to go. Now, how about your shop? Jessica Grace Beauty. What goes on in there?
I do lots of facials, which are nice and relaxing. We can get in there and do some exfoliating. And then some peels, spray tans. And I've done spray tans for a long time, since the Glow Tan days. So I've been doing spray tan since 2011.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I love
spray tan. How do you go about a spray tan?
Well, you're in and out pretty quickly. It takes me about 3 minutes to spray someone.
Yeah?
The color will last about a week after.
Could I pick out the color I want? Like, you know, like if I wanted to.
Yeah. If you want to be really dark or really light, yeah.
And you spray it on like body, you know, is it like a body shop?
Kind of, yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
You spray it on?
Yeah, it's an HVLP sprayer.
So you actually do the spraying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Sometimes it takes two coats with hard cases.
No.
No, one coat will do.
One coat will do, yeah.
Okay. And so you have to take your socks off, I'm sure.
You know what? I always tell people you can leave on as little or as much clothing as you want, but you will have lines. So if you want sock lines, you go for it.
Okay. Do you spray your face too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I've never had that done, as you can tell.
Well, you don't need it.
No.
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 You don't need it.
Yeah. Well, yes, I'm actually not a sun worshiper either. Now, my wife, Brenda, she's a sun worshiper.
She loves the sun. She loves the sun.
She does.
Yeah, she looks so good.
Yeah, she
the sun looks good on her.
Yeah, she loves it. I always tell her, I'm like, dang, you shouldn't be out in the sun so much. But she wears all this, puts all this stuff on to keep from getting burned. And so that is, there is a lot of sun worshipers out there.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
But this spray tan is fast, easy.
It's a nice alternative to tanning beds or to getting in the sun. But it's also good, even if you are tan, to get a little, a little oomph, a little extra.
How long does it last?
5 to 7 days after.
Okay. Actually, and it's safe, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And you also... you have anything else going? Don't you sell some things in your shop too?
You got any gifts? What? No, I used to have gifts, but not anymore.
No,
I just sell products.
So now it's just beautify people.
I just beautify people. Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you have like a social media where they can go and see what's going on with you?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah? I'm very active on social media. I get a lot of grief for it. So,
so how do you do that? What are you under?
Well, my business page is Jessica Grace Beauty on Instagram.
Okay.
You can find me Jessica Grace on Facebook or Instagram.
Okay. All right. And you also you're on a podcast.
Yeah.
You do a podcast.
With your daughter. Yeah.
Jenna. Yeah.
Yep.
And that's called the J Show?
Yes.
So what do you guys, I listened to it briefly off and on, but so you tell us what do you guys cover?
The way we explain it is it's anything you would talk about with your girlfriends over drinks. So the topics vary. We touch on mindset and positivity quite a bit. We tell some dating stories. Mm-hmm. We really kind of go for it.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of listeners?
We have a few listeners.
Yes?
Yes. We're kind of doing it more for the fun of it, not focusing too much on that. But we have our band of loyal listeners that... They're diehard.
Yes.
And it makes it fun.
Have you had any topics that that you've covered that were big hits that people really like?
Yeah, actually, I think our most listened to episode is the story where I told a very traumatic dating story.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which episode is that?
It's called The Five Love Languages and How Jessica Got Played. That's the name of the episode.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We probably don't have time to get into that yet.
No, yeah. It's traumatic. I always, when people want to hear the story, I'm like, I actually have a podcast about it. I don't want to talk about it. You can go and listen away, though.
Mm. And you also, you're an active person. Now, you're single,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Or do you have a steady?
Just, I don't want to put a label on anything.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's a good way.
It's a good way to skate around that subject.
You're also on another thing going on. You're on a board of Refuge.
Yes.
What's the board of Refuge?
So Refuge is a nonprofit in Wood River, and they provide counseling services for free. Well, community funded through fundraising. They can do it for free for children, very young children who have experienced a lot of trauma. I didn't realize this when I got on the board. Insurance doesn't cover young kids, like zero. They say they go 0 through 11, I think, is their focus.
Mm-hmm.
And little kids, like little kids, they wouldn't be covered under insurance. So, and it's extremely important to start young, during those formative years.
So who's typically... explain to me, how do you even find these kids? I mean, how are they even eligible?
They're referred through schools, the foster system, doctor's offices a lot, I think.
I see.
Yeah.
And you have the people there at your nonprofit that can schedule an appointment and you're able to take care of them.
Yeah. It's not for, you know, if a lot of people think or have reached out to me, we're going through a divorce, can Refuge help? And that's not really their specialty. They're more for more trauma focused, I'm pretty sure. And they have a long waiting list, but they're actually in a lot of schools now too. I don't know how many school districts, but they're in quite a few school districts in Madison County too.
So that's in Madison County, not Jersey or the Tri.
I wish we were up here. Yeah, well, we need something like that up here.
Well, it could always happen one day.
Yes.
For sure. You grew up, where'd you grow up at?
I grew up in Bethalto.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I grew up in South Roxana and Bethalto. My dad was a South Roxana police officer. Growing up?
Yeah.
So I was in South Roxana first grade through fourth grade. Then in fifth grade, we moved to Bethalto.
All right.
And then I graduated from Bethalto.
Now, did you go to college or anything?
No, you know, I quote unquote went to college a little bit, but I didn't finish anything.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of why we opened the tanning salon. I was just chilling. My parents are like, no, we're not doing this. And I was working at a tanning salon. So they always wanted to own a small business, so...
What do you mean they're not doing this? They're not...
They were not happy with how I was...
Going to college.
Yeah, quote-unquote going to college.
Right.
They didn't like it. They were not down with it.
Yeah. And so you came up with the idea of starting your own business?
Yeah, well, I worked in Godfrey, and this was back in 2011 before 255 was even in. You know, it took a lot longer to get from Godfrey to Jerseyville then. And there were people that would drive from Jerseyville to Godfrey to tan. So... Because I don't know why. Maybe more expensive or whatever. And my parents, we just all kind of came up with the idea.
Well, that's great. You know, that's probably money well spent versus continuing to pay for an education that you didn't even want to be there.
That is the truth.
I know.
It's hard to comprehend when you're 18 how much student loans can cost, you know?
Yeah. You think it's free money.
Yeah.
Like, you think, oh, well, I'll have to pay it off, but. Yeah, who knows?
I'll have a job then.
Yeah,
I mean, one of my friends graduated college. She went out of state. Ended up getting in-state tuition, but her student loan payments are more than her house payment.
I know.
And I'm very happy that they didn't push me to continue and thought, okay, we're going to redirect here because this obviously isn't working.
I'll tell you what, that was a good move.
They are great parents.
Yeah. Yes. I think today people are realizing, kids, adults, parents, everybody's realizing that college isn't for everybody, you know, and... You know, this college experience, you know, which I thought I had to have a college experience. And I like my college experience, you know, and I think I definitely benefited from mine. But
of course,
a lot of people don't.
My brother went to the trade. My other brother went to the Army. And then there's a lot of us, but three of the other ones graduated college. But it is not for everybody.
No. And it's really, you're always learning. You can learn as much in college or out of college.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty to learn out here.
Yeah.
And going straight to being an entrepreneur, man. So what have you learned at being an entrepreneur at an early age, out of high school?
I had just turned 21. And before that, I actually had a wedding chair cover rental business. Isn't that funny?
A wedding chair cover business.
Or special occasion chair covers. You know when you go to a wedding and they have those pretty white chair covers with the bows?
Yeah.
With my tax return one year, bought those. And I knew the lady who ran Lewis and Clark. She tanned at the salon I worked at. And she did all the booking for the special event chairs or special event rooms at Lewis and Clark. Now, Lewis and Clark's chairs were very wide, so not all the chair covers would fit over them. And mine did. So she would give my number out to everyone who wanted chair covers for the rentals.
I'll be darned.
So I think I was like 19 then, 19 to 21 maybe. We'd go, we'd put the chair covers on, tie the bows. I'd pay my brothers $50 to go and take them down at you know, whenever the event was over. And I was doing that until we opened Glow Tan, so.
I'll be darned.
Isn't that funny?
That is funny. That's cute. I like it. Uh-huh. You've always been kind of like that, haven't you?
I've got an entrepreneur, and my mother does too. I get it from her.
Yeah.
My mom also owns a business down in Texas. She owns a big gift shop.
Oh, yeah?
That woman is, you think I'm busy?
She's really busy.
She reminds me of your wife a lot.
Oh, does she?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you were a kid, what was the first way you did to make money? Lemonade stand? What did you do?
God. I, don't even remember. I think at one point we had a nail painting station at one of my friend's house, kind of like a yard sale. We'd have the local kids come up and try and make money painting their nails. Yeah.
Well, that's cute.
Uh-huh. We had a peach tree in our front yard, and I tried to get my dad to let me sell the peaches. And he was like, no, you're not doing that.
Always an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what else do you want to talk about? What do you got?
Well, I do a lot of traveling.
You do?
Uh-huh. I'm going to Cancun in a couple days.
Super.
Yeah. I'm in Texas a lot because my parents live there. You do a lot of traveling too, don't you?
I used to do a lot of traveling. I have traveled a little bit more in the last 6 months, but and I'll continue to travel more. I love traveling.
Me too.
But well, we're in restaurant and bar business, couldn't travel much.
No,
but,
kidding.
But now
you have more freedom.
I have more freedom.
That's nice.
Can do some traveling.
Yeah.
So where have you really liked to travel?
I love Vegas.
Yeah.
I know it's kind of cliche, but I've had so much fun in Vegas. I went to Palm Springs this year for the first time, which was beautiful.
Super.
And I'm in Texas a lot because my parents are in Houston and I've got family in Austin.
Now, we're kind of like, I'm kind of an entrepreneur type guy too. Okay.
Definitely.
And when I go on vacation, my mind is going, I never quit. I'm always looking for something, you know, just looking for something to make whatever I'm doing maybe a little better. I'm taking notes, you know, taking pictures.
I remember you coming back from a Nashville trip once with like a sheet of things you wanted to implement at the bar. Maybe Jenna told me that, but I always remembered that.
Oh, yeah. But when I go on a trip, you know, we're laying out by the pool. I got my notebook out, and I'm like reading a book, taking notes, trying to figure some things because I have time to myself. So I always do that.
Do you leave a lot of – I feel like I get kind of inspired ideas sometimes. Mm-hmm. You do the same thing.
Yes.
When do you get yours? I'm always curious for entrepreneurs. For me, it's like – When I'm doing a facial, there's a part where no one's talking because I'm doing the massage. And I swear, it's like, idea, 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 idea. And I have to step out of the room and write some stuff down.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah.
I think for me, I'm, you know, I used to say this. I've always said it and I continue to say it. I'm always working, you know.
Yeah.
I've never quit working.
Yes.
I mean, I go to sleep and I'm working. I'm thinking, you know. I wake up with an idea. I'm like, oh, yeah, we need to do this. This is a good thing. You know, and that's what I really love, too, about this radio station, WJBM, you know, is all of a sudden it's a whole new palette.
Yeah.
You know.
So fun.
Yeah, that's what's fun about it. It's brand new.
Entrepreneurs are creators, just at baseline, creative type. You have to be. If you want to make it, you have to be.
Oh, yeah.
So this is very fun for you, I could imagine.
Yeah. And who knows what you'll be into next? You got any ideas of what you're going next thing on your list?
Yeah, your daughter and I talked about a little something, and we're going to keep it a secret. But
okay, now's the time. Let's let it out.
We just had an idea on the phone last night about getting girls together and kind of doing like a maybe focusing on self-love and growing self-love. A lot of women are really hard on themselves.
Yeah.
You know, with how they look. And I feel like Jenna and I have come a long way in that. So we want to kind of come up with an idea to help somehow. We're not sure, but we've got some ideas.
I've got a business idea. I got an idea that just popped into my head.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Well, I don't want anyone to steal it.
No, I think it's good for you to do it.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the thing. When I was a kid growing up, we didn't have social media or the phones, right? And, you know, since I was very young, I learned how to talk to girls because I wanted to talk to girls, right?
Yes.
I liked, for whatever reason, I mean, I liked girls when I was in second grade. Now I like boys, like, you know, you hated girls. Well, I grew up with a girl. I had a twin sister.
Oh.
All right. So I knew everything there was about girls, and she was a tomboy, you know? So, I mean, I liked girls. And guys today have a hard time talking to girls, you know, they don't know how to do it. Now, I think, you know, you and Jenna come up with a program so you can teach men, young men and guys how to talk to women. Because a a lot of them don't know how.
Well, maybe you could teach that course and then Jenna and I could be the test dummies and say, okay, go take everything you learned with these two.
Oh, shoot. I don't know if I could teach it.
I don't think it might not be teachable. You either have it or you don't.
Oh, no, but they need it.
Well,
they need it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they need to learn it. They got it. They got to.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's something else. So anyway, that's something I've kind of, it's been on my mind for a while. try to help young guys
out. Yeah.
Make a move, please. Even if it's dumb, just make one.
Yeah. That's the case. I mean, there's a lot of guys who will, you know, send messages, and you see them out and they act like they don't know you. It's so weird.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. You know,
and some of them, in the past, I've been like, well, if you would ask me out, I probably would go out with you, but you haven't, so I, you know.
Okay, right now, I want you to give a tip, and I know whether you're a young guy or you're an old guy or you're a mother or a sister or something, give us a valuable tip that they can relate to their young nephew or brother or son or whatever. Give them a tip right now.
Just go for it. Don't get, you know, are you talking about?
Yeah, just being able to talk to a girl.
Oh.
I mean, like, you're someplace and there's a girl, she's pretty, and you'd like to talk to her. You're attracted to her.
As a girl?
You're afraid.
Okay, as a girl, I'm never going to walk up to a guy and start. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to start the conversation. And I think most girls are like that. So if you want to talk to a girl, just do it. What's the worst that can happen?
Right.
They're not into it, and then you just turn back around and sit down.
Okay, if you ever had a guy come up to you and start to talk to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say sometimes you want to respond positively, but what if you want to respond negatively? What's going to happen? What are you going to do?
I probably would just try to end the conversation pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not going to slap him or something, you know?
No. Yeah. And what if they're persistent? What happens then?
Oh. Yeah, sometimes people don't pick up on social cues.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, sometimes I'll just try and leave or talk to the person next to me. Or
you know, the thing, you know, with Brenda, my wife, when I first met her, she wasn't picking up. I wasn't picking up on social cues. Because I would try to make my moves and she would ignore me. Next thing I know, she's gone. Right?
Really?
Yeah. So I had to be persistent. And finally she wised up.
Oh, you know? My gosh.
And she went on a date with me. And then once one date, she was mine forever.
You hooked her.
I hooked her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you had to find her. And then you got her.
Oh, yeah. I had to find her. Then I got her. So, mm-hmm. You know, you have to be persistent. Don't give up. Because, you just got to keep trying. And this is, you know, coming up. This is the perfect time because they got Valentine's Day coming up.
Yeah.
You know. I'm going to do a little commercial for Peg's Flower Cottage.
I love it. Okay.
All right. For Peg's Flower. If you want to, how about a rose? You give a girl a rose, what's going to happen? She's going to love it.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be very happy.
Yeah. And if you're just kind of, you know, like you want to talk or something, you want a girl you like and you'd like to take her on a date or get to know her, you come up with a rose.
Or hand her a rose. Or you send flowers before the date.
Yeah.
That's a nice one, too.
But you haven't asked her out for a date yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You're trying to get into the
trying ask. To get the date. Okay. Yeah.
What do you think? Is that a good thing to do?
Yeah, that'd be a great thing to do.
Yeah.
That would show you have put a lot of effort forth.
Right. All right. Well, thank you, Jessica.
You are coming in today. Thank you for having me. This is really fun.
Good. So glad you, and we'll be back. You can talk, think about this dating thing, because you might need to start a business like that. All right, you take care. We'll see you around.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Bye.